Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Circles of Prosperity. I'm Cynthia Johnson, and I'm here with Dr. Reggie Johnson, and we're your hosts this morning as we continue our study of oneness. My goodness, I hope everybody had a wonderful, wonderful weekend. Wow, the weather was amazing here in Atlanta. It was a beautiful day yesterday, and it really prepared me for this week. I'm telling you, I can't wait. We've got some exciting topics coming up. In particular, we're going to be moving into Chapter 28 this morning. Can you guys believe it? We've been on this journey since February, and here we are in Chapter 28. There's not that much left in the book. We're going to be out of this book real soon. So put your thinking caps on and let us know if there's a particular book that you would recommend that we for our next book study. It's not too early to start thinking about it, because we'll probably be in our next book study by the end of the month, moving into June. So we need to start preparing now. So please email me or put it up on Facebook, on our Facebook page, and let us know your suggestions for our next book. And remember, we are a group that is growing. We are a group that is not limited to how we move into oneness, how we move into our divinity. We explore all possibilities because it expands our consciousness. It expands our awareness. Dr. Reggie, are you there? I can't hear you this morning. I cannot hear you. Check your phone. I don't hear you, sir. I cannot hear you. Why don't you call back in? Can you hear me? I cannot hear you. I would suggest at this point that you hang up and call back in. So while Dr. Reggie calls back in, I'm going to put some music on, and we'll wait for him to get back, log back in with us.
I want to invite you and wonderful journey. It's a journey that you're already on, but now you're going to embrace this journey more consciously. This is the journey in which you're going to lengthen the cord of memory, the mystic cord of memory. You are going to come back to yourself. You're going to remember who and what you are. And have a joyful reunion with the choices that you have made to be here at this time in your own unfolding history, which is the mystery of life and the unfolding that lasts forever. As you begin to be conscious now that your body is breathing, that it needs no help from you at this moment. As you now begin to be conscious that your heart is beating and that you're lengthening the cord of memory and becoming more aware that it needs no help from you.
Can you hear me?
That there is something.
I keep hearing a meditation tape.
It's okay. I hear you now.
What was going on?
I could not hear you before. We're on the air.
And you sound like there's an echo. It sounds like there's an echo in the background. Do you know that?
Good morning, Dr. Reggie. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
I don't know why there's an echo. I hear it, too.
I hear it. It's a really serious echo. I didn't hear it before, but I hear it now.
Okay, is that better?
Let's see. Can you hear it? Can you hear me?
All right. I'm sorry that we are having these technical difficulties this morning. Dr. Reggie, can you take us into our morning prayer?
Yes. Heavenly Father, we are so grateful for everything, starting a brand new week and a brand new day of the week. We thank you that we live and move and have our being totally wrapped in the warmth and the beautiful consciousness of spirit. We're never fearful. We're always uplifted and always moving forward and onward in consciousness. We are changing. The whole planet is changing and being engulfed in this beautiful energy of ascension. And as a planetary consciousness, we are on this energy and in this field. We are also changing. And the change is very subtle. And let some of us realize it and some of us don't. Let us always be aware of who we are in you, no matter what the change, that we are protected and we are loved. Let us be the embodiments of love and comfort and security for others as well. We appreciate who we are individually and that we are very dynamic and powerful beings. Let us understand with love and wisdom as we move forward in this life. We believe it is so, and so it is.
And so it is. Thank you so much, Dr. Reggie. Oh, this technology. I love this technology, but it challenges me sometimes. So we're moving into Chapter 8, and the subheading on Chapter 8 says...
You mean Chapter 28?
Chapter 28, excuse me, on page 267, Chapter 28, and the subheading on that chapter says, talks about change and diversity and the nature of composite reality and whether or not the perception is an integration. Excuse me, Dr. Reggie, I'm sorry. The perception of an integration of parallel realities. So what we're going to talk about today is, I titled this, Are We Preparing for a New World? And so the question is the world changing? Or are we changing? You know, oneness talks about the planet and how the planet is evolving. And, of course, since we are part of the planet, we are evolving. And so when it comes to our experience in this reality, it's really we're changing. We are changing. We are becoming more aware. So let's go through oneness and find out some of the ways that we may be experiencing these changes in our perception of reality. Oneness says that the essential difference between the world as you now know it and the world you would be challenged to imagine lies in the levels of limitation with which you have equipped yourselves to perceive your experiences of life. Key word here, I think, that stands out is the levels of limitation with which you have equipped yourselves to perceive your experience of life. How have you put yourself in a box? Or are you expanding your awareness? Are you limiting yourself to what you will experience? These safeguards have been set into place so that you would be able to perform at levels of perception that would correspond vibrationally to the world in which you came into form. That world is not the same one in which you find yourself at present. And the constraints that were intended as a device for restricting your perceptions are now being lifted in increments so that you are able to slowly integrate an awareness of what is really there with your understandings of the nature of your world. So let's explore that a little bit. First, they're telling us that the world is not the same one in which we came into. It's different. It has changed. And the constraints that were intended as a device for restricting your perceptions. So obviously, something was in place because they're admitting it. The constraints that were intended as a device for restricting your perceptions are now being lifted. Something was in place to keep us from seeing everything. And I will share with you, and I don't know if I'm going to give you all of this information right now because I don't want to overwhelm you, but I picked up a book that has been on our library for some time. Actually, I actually remember buying it, but I believe that the reason I picked it up was because it filled a lot of gaps for me to be able to teach to you a little bit deeper. So I am aware that there were constraints on us in terms of what we could perceive as reality. Trust me, that's what I have learned. But we are now in a time when those constraints are being lifted in small increments, so that you are able to slowly integrate an awareness of what really is, so that you can become aware of what really is going on. How many of you, you know, for me, I watch the stage of politics. And how many of you are watching politics right now, especially since we're in an election year, you're not buying into what they're telling you. You're questioning all of it. That's because you are awakening. You are awakening. Now, some people may not question any of it. They may go along with all of it. But your eyes see more now. As you become aware of your oneness, your divinity, your eyes will see more. So we are getting a better understanding of the nature of our world and what's really going on. This is an exciting time to be alive. Honestly, it is. Those understandings will alter radically and you're going to change radically in your spirit in terms of what you see and how you perceive it. Because as the fundamental nature of your reality continues to evolve in response to accelerating levels of vibration that give it form, yours is a world that defies definition in the present period. For the essential truths that formed the foundation of your physical reality have ceased to support a world whose structure has begun to crumble. So there's evidence all around us that what we consider to be the foundation of our civilization is crumbling. And I've shared that vision with the vision that I had. I've shared it with you several times, and maybe it bears repeating again. But I did have a vision of these buildings with the facade and the columns, like the Greek Parthenon, and they were just crumbling. And I didn't understand the vision at first until I looked at the dollar bill and recognized that that same architecture was on the dollar bill. And when we were driving through Atlanta, I noticed that the banks have the same architecture with the pitched roof and the columns in the front. And the federal buildings and the courthouse, they all have the same structure. And so a friend of mine, who's very gifted, said, Cynthia, do you realize that that architecture came from Greece? And Greece is the foundation of all Western civilization. And what you are seeing is how Western civilization is crumbling. And I think that what was interesting here is that they said, it can no longer support a world whose structure has begun to crumble. They used the same word that I saw in my vision. It just crumbled. And then if we move that vision into experiences that we're going through right now, it's, you know, our financial world, our financial structure crumbled. And it's not coming back the way they would like for it to come back. And I don't think it will ever come back that way. They're going to have to come up with another way. And it's going all over the world because we're so connected now. So the crumbling, look at Egypt, everything there crumbling, dictatorships crumbling. And our government is non-functional at this point. They can't even communicate with each other. So in the present period, the lens of limitation through which you view your reality has taken several unexpected turns. And what you now perceive is a composite of what has always been known to be there and much that seems new and otherworldly. Know that nothing at all has been added to the mix of what constitutes your world. All that is now perceptible has always been present energetically. You simply have been unable to detect the presence of certain elements of its vibrational makeup. So I'm perceiving a lot of corruption. But what oneness is saying is that corruption was always there. That you're just beginning to see it. Because we've lifted the constraints and the limitations to allow you to see it for what it really is. And why do you think that is? I don't know the answer to that. But why do you think at this point in time that our eyes are being opened to truth if we're ready to see it? Just contemplate that. Maybe we'll talk about it a little later. As your energies continue to accelerate, your world will continue to reveal to you layers of reality from which your awareness has been shielded. Now, it is as though a curtain has been lifted and your awareness has been directed to contend with a level of complexity that your world has never anticipated nor prepared for. Our politicians aren't ready for us to be this smart. They could say anything to us and tell us the water was over there, and we go and believe them that the water was over there. But we can't be led by our noses anymore. The institutions that provide the authoritative structure for every aspect of your reality, and what are they talking about? Our banks, our financial structure, our judicial system, our government, all of it. Those authoritative structures will be challenged to keep pace with the evidence that will continue to challenge the gospel upon which the so-called facts of your world are based. Because facts are only as firmly founded as the moment in which they are perceived. For reality only exists in the moment of now. And in the moment of now that you would perceive as the future, certain facts will be shown to have no basis whatsoever. And you know it's even taking place in the medical field. And in our so-called forensic science, I couldn't sleep this last night. And I watched Frontline, and they were delving into the forensic science. You know how they find the DNA and the fingerprints, and you know we all believe that every human being has a different fingerprint, but they say that has not scientifically been proven. That they just told us that, but there's no actual scientific evidence to support it. And a lot of the technologies that they're using in forensic science now is not truly science because they can't prove it. And so people are being arrested and accused of things on failed work. So there's another structure that isn't working and it's being revealed. So I look at it as the light is really shining on what's really going on, but they're using it another way. They're saying we are becoming more aware. So the point here is to draw your attention to the nature of the process, okay? For the inclination will be to scrutinize what was known and accepted as factual in light of the evidence to the contrary, and to discredit those responsible for originating those concepts. So they don't want us to get caught up into, oh, they were horrible for doing that, passing judgment. We're not into the judgment. Why would they lie to us like that? Why would they knew the truth, but they didn't do it? That's not the conversation that Oneness is telling us they want us to move into. They want us to understand the process. So the fact is, given present conditions, the facts upon which the parameters of your reality are based cannot be expected to remain fixed. That is not to say that some error in judgment or analysis has been made by seers of the past who helped to delineate some of those constructs, but merely to point out that the concept of anything at all being an overriding, definitive truth with reference to the nature of physical reality is by definition impossible. For all that is now regarded as truth is capable of being refuted. Hello, are you hearing this? Everything that was so-called truth can be refuted. And we're seeing it coming up in science. Look, let's just look at Bruce Lipton. It bothered him so much. He was a professor at a medical school. He is a doctor. He is a researcher. And a genetic researcher on top of it. And all of his findings were completely opposite to what they were teaching. And he was in conflict with that. And even now, the way they decide to treat us medically is totally in conflict with findings that they know, but they will hold on to those old thought patterns as though it is the gospel. The kaleidoscope of your reality is shifting with every breath of every living being amongst you, and the composite world you are co-creating in masse is simply a reflection of those changes. What may once have formed the basis of your definition of the miraculous may now easily be shown to be commonplace. That is not to discredit the so-called miracles of the past, but to put them in perspective within the context of the linear time frame in which they occurred. I mean, there was a period when the greatest transportation was a horse. But now we're looking at cars that run on electricity instead of gas. I mean, when the first car came out and they put gasoline in it and they could go, they got rid of the horse. Now we're in another reality where we plug our car in and it goes. I mean, it's constantly changing. So you have to put the miracle in perspective with the time. Given the momentum of change in which you are a part, what may presently seem miraculous is likely to be considered quite normal in the time soon to come. Someone from the 16th century would probably consider it miraculous that I'm having a telephone conversation. I'm actually having a telephone conversation. That I have people from different parts of the country that are on the phone, that are listening to us over the internet, all over the world. They would consider that a miracle. And it's very commonplace for us today, isn't it? So as the veils continue to be lifted, and what is actually possible under the accelerating conditions continues to be discovered, many purported miracles will be cited only to fade into obscurity with the rising tides of change. I think it was, let me think of his name. It wasn't Bruce Lipton, it's another guy, Greg Braden, who says, he was talking about the woman who was healed of bladder simply by having the three men stand around her and hold a vision of perfection around her, and she was healed instantaneously of bladder cancer. Well, he said that it appears to us as a miracle until it becomes a technology. When it's commonplace and they can reproduce this over and over and it's being done all over the world, then it changes from a miracle to a technology. I thought that was interesting how he, and it's so true, because we're moving into that consciousness where we can effect change simply by our thoughts. We can heal simply by shifting the energy. What is important is that your awareness of the impermanence of the process be stimulated. Know that things are constantly changing. You know, you may do, I'm like this. I do certain things a certain way. I'm very anal. I've shared that with you before. Okay? And I don't want to divert from the way I'm doing things. It needs, if it's not done the way that I normally do it, then it hasn't been done right. It drives Dr. Reggie crazy. But I clean a certain way, and I put my groceries away in a certain way. I do everything a certain way. What oneness is telling me is now is, look, be ready for change. That I have to be ready to change all the time. You have to be ready for change. Because that's part of the process, to stimulate your awareness. So in that way, you will be less likely to be diverted into mentalized debates of what may or may not have been so in the past. What is significant is what your own experience has shown you to be so in the present. And that's it. You can expect to become conditioned to the momentum of change as the energies that surround you continue to accelerate and you continue to ascend vibrationally within them. Your own perspective may differ dramatically from that of others with whom you share your experience of life. And the reaction of choice is not to agonize over whose perception is right and whose perception is wrong, but rather to adopt an air of fascination at the diversity that you are able to witness from the vantage point of the observer. Relish in the fact that people are experiencing this life differently. It's no wrong way or no right way. It's just the way it is. It's just your perception and their perception. And it is going to be changing constantly. It's going to be changing constantly. So in the time soon to come, you can expect to experience a multitude of parallel perspectives in a time sequence that may appear to be simultaneously. So, and it is possible that certain individuals may question their own sanity when confronted with perceptions that linear logic, that which we are used to, would consider to be contradictory. It may appear that two or perhaps even several different variations on a given theme may be playing out simultaneously. And it is a natural reaction to wonder which set of circumstances is the real one. Because essentially all variations on a given theme, when perceived in this way, are real. And so all possible versions of a given set of circumstances have always been real, playing out their own particular variation on a given theme. Yet, until now, only one version has been able to be perceived as reality. But now you're going to see multiple versions playing out simultaneously. So as you integrate the composite self that is you into a unified perspective, meaning as you move into oneness, you succeed in gathering up the trappings of the reality in which each of the aspects of you in question experience themselves. So what they're telling us is that they've already tried to break us into realizing that we are multidimensional, and that there are different levels of us having experiences or experiencing the same theme differently. And that now they're telling us that we will become aware of those dimensionalities and the way the multidimensional aspects of you are experiencing those other realities in this reality simultaneously. And I am here to tell you that there was a time genetically that we were able to do that with ease. And that was that ability was taken away from us. And now they are bringing that ability back to us. And let me tell you, where we're headed right now is so glorious. The technology that we will be able to do with just our bodies, the way we can travel through time and space in our physical bodies, is amazing what is in store for you. So get these lessons down. You are getting ready to, you won't be in Kansas anymore. If you make these shifts, if you decide to accept this journey, Toto, we're not in Kansas anymore. The Bible tells you that your body will be changed in the twinkling of an eye. So, it's an exciting time. They give an example here. As the energies of the initial merging of these parallel selves and the realities in which they experience themselves begin to stabilize, the multiple variations on one's life circumstances merge and are perceived as a unified perspective. So in the moments that surround the shift, it is expected that one's awareness darts in and out of the composite of those realities, and that one is able to perceive any number of multiple variations on the vibrational makeup of those worlds. So one of the examples that they gave, they said, as you begin to achieve the integration of the multiple aspects of self as part of the ascension process, it will become obvious that the experience of having objects appear and disappear will be commonplace. How many of you have had objects to appear and disappear? I have. My keys disappear. And then they reappear someplace completely different, and I don't remember putting them there. How many of you have had that experience? Anyway, That is one example of those multidimensionalities. Dr. Reggie was looking for his glasses, totally knew that his glasses were on the buffet. Yet still, we found them on another floor. That's because we're moving in dimensions. Not because we're forgetful, but we're actually moving through multiple dimensions. Okay, I'm going to open the floor this morning for comments or questions. This is a very short chapter, so you guys should finish it up today, and we're going to move on to chapter 29. But if you have a question or comment this morning, please press 1 on your telephone keypad. I'm waiting. Everybody's sleepy this morning. Okay, so Dr. Reggie, can you go ahead and take a... Oh, look at this. People must be listening online. I just got new callers. Press 1 on your telephone keypad if you want to, if you have a question or comment. If not, I'll have Dr. Reggie take us into our closing prayer. Hold on. Dr. Reggie, can you take us into our closing prayer?
Yes. What is that beeping sound? You're curious.
I don't know.
Beep. It's like a tuning beep. Okay.
It's okay. Has it been going on through the whole thing?
No, just one day. I mean, just one time. You push the button maybe or something. It happens every morning, but it's when you're about to close or about to do something, there's a beep, like a telephone button is being pushed. That's all.
I was turning your mic on.
Oh, yeah, it's audible when it's turned on. Okay, let's go. I'm sorry. As we close, Father, we are thankful for every good thing that is. Even in this third dimensional reality of mind and being and thought and movement, as we move into the fourth and fifth dimensions of reality in planetary ascension and personal ascension, there is nothing to fear. We are evolving into the super beings that we were meant to be. And as a super being, we have super consciousness and super awareness. We're at the place where Jesus was 2,000 years ago, automatically in his awareness. And that's why things were able to manifest and appear and disappear, and to be present and to be non-present, and to be visible and invisible simultaneously. We are the energy shields between dimensions, and that electromagnetic reality is us, and we are so grateful in your presence to have such a dynamic energy and such a dynamic wisdom and such a piercing, dynamic understanding of who we are and a wonderful power. And with that power, we are responsible for the power that evokes from us and through us and to others. And we are grateful always to use one single power that permeates everything, the power of love,
mm-hmm.
loving ourselves and loving others, and always seeing you in their eyes. No labels, no judgments, just oneness with all beings and all creatures and all realities. We are one with them. Let us use our intelligence to manifest love on every dimension, no matter how we are extending that dimension of ourselves. We are remarkable in our minds, in our construction, in our being. Let us show love and be love and to do the right thing at all times. Let us be conscious and aware as we move through the secrets of dimensions and move through the secrets of the cosmos and move through the secrets of our lives. Let us be placed in love and through love, and in all I'm getting, get understanding and wisdom through the Holy Spirit. We believe it is so, and so it is.
And so it is. And so it is. I so appreciate you tuning in to Circles of Prosperity. I want to share with you that our archives, people downloading our archives, the numbers are growing. So obviously those who are listening are sharing it with their friends. Please continue to share. We appreciate the exponential growth. so much. Thank you so much. Remember, we're on Facebook, and you can follow us on Twitter as well. On Twitter, we're called Circles Prosper. Facebook, we are called Circles of Prosperity. So we'll be here tomorrow morning. We're moving into Chapter 28. I will be sending out an email with your study guide for this week. So I love you as God loves you.